Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
We love Carney Wilson. We love Carney Wilson, as does every... Oh, and I'm glad they sent a press release hosted by Rock Royalty.
We're here.
Carney Wilson. Oh, hi, Carney Wilson. Good morning.
Hello. Hi there. How are you?
I'm loving you. And by the way, this is the only show you'll do where you went to Weight Watchers camp with Jody Hamilton, the executive producer of the show.
Oh, my God. I can't take it. Tell
hi, Carney.
Hi. All the stories of Weight Watchers camp, there's nothing funnier. I actually did a stand-up one time, and the one time I tried stand-up, and it was so nerve-wracking, I said, never again. But I told stories of, like, paying the camp counselors to buy us food at fat camp.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's in your new book, Defeating the Purpose. just kidding. Carney, this... I don't know. I know you've done 70 billion interviews this morning. This is Stephanie Miller. I don't know if you remember, but I'm good friends with your friend Allison and also Debbie Boone.
Yeah.
And you came on my happy hour and you played your farts back to me on your iPhone, particularly the one named Toboggan. And I didn't think that I could love you anymore.
I can't take it. Oh my gosh, of course I remember. Stephanie, that's hysterical. I know, my recorded farts, it's out of control. I know, it doesn't really go with what we're talking about, which is Sounds Delicious, the
right.
cooking show.
All right,
you know.
We're getting to that. But I'm just saying, I thought I could not ever love you more as a singer, an artist, a personality, and there you are. So Toboggan, I will never forget. But let's talk about Sounds Delicious. because this is perfect for you. It's a blend of music, food, conversation. I just all of it. And you talk about it a little bit because you have famous friends that you're that are on with you. Talk about the show a little bit.
Well, now that I'm thinking of it, I don't even know why I didn't think of it before. There's so many people. I'd love to have Debbie come on. Debbie Boone, my dear friend. Yes, it's so. I am so excited about this. This is just. I just feel like all the years of knowing these people, knowing these singers and these wonderful artists, and then being, you know, a host of a TV show, and then all the years of experience on television, you know, cooking and competing on these shows, and my love and my cookbook, and it's just perfect combination of everything that just happened because Access TV was like, we want to give you a cooking show, and I'm like, you're perfect because your music, that's my life, and it wound up being better than I ever could have dreamed of. We shot 12 episodes and they're all going to air once a week starting next Tuesday on Access, but it's like I don't even have words for how excited I am. It is so raw and funny. Finally I get to be totally myself. I don't hold anything back, and they are cool with all of it. And they showed me the first episode with Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, and oh, wow. I was hysterical. It's so entertaining, you know? It's great.
If you do say so. Jody and I have been talking about you behind your back, and I do have to know how you... What, just the fact that you are, as they say, rock royalty,
mm-hmm,
and you have this amazing life. How... Do you have any idea how you became so just nice... Can I ask it that way? Nice and funny and raw and real, and you don't act like a celebrity, which is why I think people relate to you so much.
Well, thank you for saying that, but you know, know what it is? I think it's because when I grew up, I was so I was so made fun of and bullied that I learned, like, really young, like five years old, being in kindergarten and just being shamed to shit, you know?
You can't swear on this show. Listen, I got you a Debbie Boone booking, and you're going to lose me my FCC license, lady.
We covered it.
Oh,
it's okay.
God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
We covered it.
It's okay. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. All right, so anyway, liar, liar, brrr, reverse the tape. I remember that I just was really, really, really teased, and I learned compassion. That's the truth. So my mom always said, you know, be nice to people and stay real. And when you know, as we started to get into the business and the limelight and becoming famous, my mom would say to me, you know, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And you know, what are you going to contribute in the world and give rather than what you're getting? So that's kind of like my motto. And I just feel like I'm no more important than anybody else. So people put celebrities on a big pedestal, and it's really weird to me. But I just know that, you know, as long as I stay in gratitude and I stay sober and I stay accountable, I think that all my dreams that I envision, and everybody else's really for that matter, that many great things can happen to you if you just believe in yourself, and that's the truth.
You know, you are good friends with my friend Allison. That's how I met Debbie. And I was, when she said my friend Carney, I said, based on the fact that the last time you said my friend Debbie and you met Debbie Boone, I'm going to guess you mean Carney Wilson. And she said yes. But,
yes.
But you know, she and
oh
Debbie.
My God.
I was going to say, she and Debbie remind me.
Go ahead.
I mean, you guys are all similar like that. I just, you're some of the best people I know, you know, just in terms of how you give back, and so I'm not surprised you guys are all friends, I guess is my point.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm drawn to people like that, you know, that are confident and they know where their feet are planted, you know, and we just try to make good things happen rather than bring people down. It's just lifting people up, and that's the truth, and that's the energy of this project, this new show. This cooking show is everything I've ever dreamed of and so much more, and I hope that people, like, you know, these recipes are really, really good. So they're all my recipes, and they're gonna, like, get the little tidbits, you know, little flashes of, like, you know, the amounts of the ingredients, and they can go on and find the recipes online, and then they're gonna see, like, you know, adorable David Archuleta from American Idol. He's so precious, and I thought, I want to make something really sweet because he's so sweet. We made chocolate cupcakes, and he took them. He's like, I don't know how to decorate these cupcakes. I said, get that piping bag and start piping this frosting like this. And he's like, I can do it. I can do it. You know, aww. So it's just fun.
No, but that's, you know, I mean, that's relatable. I just was talking about, I made a vegan pasta bolognese this weekend with my friend Karen, and she came in at the last minute and said, put cinnamon in it. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Then it was delicious. What? Talk
I
about
love it.
But that's what most of us are like, right, with our friends. Tell us, give us an hors d'oeuvre. What are a couple of the recipes that you make?
Well, I mean, like, it depends on the guest, and I was really trying to sort of pair the music and make it, you know, make it correlate. But, like, for instance, with Lisa Loeb, she's a great singer-songwriter, and she's a mom, mm-hmm. and she also loves to cook. So I thought family, and it's, like, her 30-year anniversary for her song Stay. And I thought, let's do, like, a Mediterranean chicken, you know, with some gluten-free flour, which is great. Sometimes I do gluten, sometimes I don't with the show. I don't eat gluten anymore, but I thought, what do I make it with? Manchego mashed potatoes. Ooh. So mashed potatoes with all the cream and all that butter, but then I shred fresh manchego cheese, which is like an amazing Spanish cheese, and it was so good. So we just, you know, we do a little singing, a little stirring, a little, and the food is just like family style, but then I'll make homemade bread, and we made, for instance, I made a breakfast casserole and homemade bread with my sister and my mom. I got, you know, sloppy sliders with Dee Snider, mm-hmm. but then we named them Sloppy Sniders. It was so cute. And just fun, you know, funny. And John Stamos, who I've known for decades, he comes on and he's absolutely hilarious. And we start reminiscing about all the, he's like an honorary beach boy, you know, I mean, right. He's just a great guy. We made chicken parmesan. Ooh. It was awesome.
Wow. Now, I'm guessing you and Jody didn't learn any of these recipes at Weight Watchers camp. They no. didn't. Was Jody your accomplice in trying to get food smuggled in? Or
honestly, I don't even know what to say other than I was really not a good camper. And you know, I broke my ankle trying to get a Snickers at that camp. It was really dumb. Broke my ankle. I was so hungry. It was just dumb.
God. How many Weight Watchers camp demerits do you get for that?
Yeah. You just hope you win at the weigh-in. That's
but
all.
Let's put it this way. Oh God, the weigh-ins. Oh, that was the. I mean, talk about shame. That
yeah,
was the worst
I was just
thing
gonna
ever.
Say.
You go in and weigh yourself
every week.
Oh. You come out like, and everybody had to announce what they lost. And mm-hmm. the people that only lost, I lost a quarter of a pound. They worked so hard. Then you got these idiots that would, you know, cheat and they'd be like, I lost 4 pounds. And you knew he ate like a Twix on the side, you know?
Jody and I to this day keep talking about how much we weigh, and then Chris judges us very harshly. He doesn't understand the lifetime of Weight Watchers camp trauma.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I went 7 summers. I went 7 summers in a row. It's really crazy. But you know what? All that experience with with food and cooking and making it sugar free or gluten free or you know, and all this time I've had for these decades cooking and baking really prepared me, you know, for my favorite food and being able to really maneuver in the kitchen and be a host on TV at the same time. I'm grateful for that. You know?
You are the greatest, in my opinion. Can I just say, by the way, I also was able to tweet the bridesmaid's gif of, you know, Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph saying, hold on for one more day, and say, Carney Wilson will be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's, I waited my whole life to be able to tweet.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anything better than that? I mean, bridesmaids was the best.
Oh my God! And also, can I just say the fact that you not only record your farts but name them? I brought out my fart machine 2 for today. Hang on. What would you name that if you had to name that one?
I would name that Dribblekins.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That is perfect. Please come back and see us anytime. We have missed you. We've missed you, and we love you. And good luck on Sounds Delicious. We will be tuning in. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Steph. I appreciate it, darling. Okay.
You too. Love
bye,
you, Carney.
Jody.
Bye, Carney.
Love you guys.
Love
bye.
You.
Love you. Bye. Okay, bye.
Oh, I feel like we need our Yankee Doodle with this, right? Because she's not only a fine American, but just a fine human being, isn't she? That, what does she call it? Dribble what?
Dribblekins.
She is a, you know what? I can't compete with
smart
naming like Carney Wilson. I just can't.
Very good. Yeah. That was fantastic. Yeah. All right.
All right. Yep. I'm gonna save America one fart joke at a time. Just be a good human. Be like Carney Wilson. Sounds Delicious premieres Tuesday, April 16th at 8:30 on AXS TV. AXS.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Very exciting. Very exciting. I can't believe I just got her a booking, right? She hadn't thought of Debbie Boone now, right? Okay. You're welcome.